morning, y'all. You are listening to episode... What are we on? Is it episode 12? Yeah, I'm pretty sure... Wow, no. It's actually episode 13. Lucky motherfucking episode 13 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. Wow, we're already at 13 episodes. That's pretty crazy. God, I'm just so excited for what's in store for this podcast's future. This summer we're about to level up. Like in May, that's when I plan to implement some of the more major things, and I'm gonna focus on trying to get consistent guests on here. While I do enjoy having this kind of more personal approach to it, where you just get to hear me talk for 20 to 30 minutes a week, what I would love to do. And like kind of like the Hey Cool Life podcast. But you know what, man? Like having guests on here, that's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Of course, I am conceited and I do like to hear myself talk. Actually, that's not true. I think most people hate hearing themselves afterwards. Sometimes I do listen to my own episodes. I don't do it often enough. To be very honest, I can't necessarily... I find that, like, listening to your own episode, like, it helps you criticize things, pick them apart, and it helps you be better for the next episode. But honestly, I like hearing myself interact with other guests, so that's going to be my focus. That's going to be, like, the phase two of this podcast. I think... If anything, if there are seasons to this, that's probably going to be the second season, the second phase. So once I get more equipment, and I'll try to get some kind of video format going for y'all. So it'll be lit. Let's get right in the show. Actually, speaking of, podcast. You hear that, I guess that Universal, UMG is actually looking to, let's see here, develop premium original podcasts in partnership with independent publisher Wondery. This is, man, the way the industry is moving towards, funding podcast content and podcast creation is something else. Like even before all this popped off, I considered podcasting the new radio, and it makes more sense why people are gravitating towards it and why radio hosts now have their own podcasts. It's because people have that choice, and that sense of choice is a priority at the end of the day. People yearn for that. So, man, it's amazing. Like, so I guess with Wondery, basically it aims to provide, I'm just reading off here, provide fans and new audience alike with deeper perspectives on artists, music, and events that influence and shape culture. I mean, hey, this could be something really cool. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it says that UMG has been developing this like podcasts and podcast content since 2012, but I haven't really seen that come into fruition. I reckon it's more like a behind the scenes kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, you see it like even Spotify is making moves, not just with like the Joe Budden podcast and signing them on to be a Spotify exclusive, but buying out platforms, like creation platforms like Anchor, Gimlet, and Parcast. Anchor is one that I'm using right now. I was kind of worried because partway into me using Anchor, maybe like 4 weeks or so into using Anchor, Spotify bought it out. But and I was like, oh man, they're going to put it behind a paywall. Like, God, but they haven't done that. So I'm safe for now. But eventually I'll probably have to learn how to post episodes up independently. So that'll be a ton of fun. But man, I probably won't get the analytics though. The analytics are fire off of Anchor. So if any of y'all are looking to start your own podcasts, hit me up. And I mean, it's really easy to use, so you can just figure it out if you have too big of an ego. But yeah, definitely get on it if you're thinking about it. I always encourage friends to start their own podcasts and share their own stories. Everybody's like, honestly, everybody's too concerned with, oh, what am I going to talk about? Like, I need to find something interesting. Just talk, man. Just have a conversation with people. It's all it really is. Like, at this level, there's no pressure to be like a top podcaster, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not there yet, but I'm working on getting there, as in getting to that, like, let's say top podcasting level, like Elliot Wilson and even Joe Budden and fuck it, Charlemagne and Andrew Schultz and like all these people. I want to get to that level, and you're not going to get to that level thinking like, oh shit, I'm not good enough. You know what I mean? Or like, you don't get to that level by being born with it. You just have to keep the reps going. You know, put your pay your dues at the gym. Like, take a million shots. Take a million jump shots, man. Shouts out to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons needs to work on his jump shot, but that's whole different story. Anybody keeping up with the playoffs? No? All right. It's just the first round, so I feel you. At the end of the day, I want Giannis to win his first finals this year, but that's probably not going to happen. Let's be real. Anyways, so moving on. I want to talk about Lil Yachty real quick. Anybody familiar with the City Girls? City Girls? So they are a girl group, a very ratchet girl group out of Quality Control, the wonderful label that has signed Yachty, Lil Baby, Migos, basically some of the top marquee artists out of Atlanta. QC is absolutely killing it in the rap game. And City Girls is one of those artists that are making an impact, especially in that like rap space by women, which I think is really, really like taking over. You know, there's something about like I don't know, it just hits hard, man. Like female rap has gone largely unnoticed, unfortunately, and I'm just so happy that it's getting its dues right now. Like, shouts out. But basically, City Girls came out with a song called Act Up, and it sounds a little something like this. Ayy. Earl on the beat. Shimming my shoulders if you can't tell.
Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. Big Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures. Stripes on my ass, so he call his pussy Tigger. Fucking on a scamming ass, rich ass nigga. Same group
super bitches, ain't no ass to the picture. Drop a couple rights, watch his ass get bigger. Tricking, I'm looking, I'm looking at your nigga. If it's money,
all right. So, so basically, with that song just now, it's called Act Up by City Girls. Most of you probably know this song. I'm actually pretty late to it, not gonna lie. I only really knew like Twerk. I probably heard Act Up somewhere, but I didn't really bother to like look it up. But basically with that song, Lil Yachty wrote that whole song, except for the last verse. And it's crazy. Man, like the content that he talks about, and it's kind of funny, his goofy ass, like thinking about him going in the booth and like recording this kind of content. And apparently he was like pretty embarrassed about it. He had to tell his boys, like, before he went in the booth, like, apparently he was with his boys, like, he was like, okay, I'm gonna record this song for the City Girls, and he had to say, like, no homo before he went into the booth. And for like how apprehensive and nervous he sounds, it seemed like he sounded before he walked into the booth. He did a really good job, man. Like forming this raunchy and sexual content in the perspective of a woman. Like, goddamn, like, good for you, Yachty. Like, that's, I did not know he had that range. And like, he would actually ghostwrite for people. Like, that's pretty impressive. Because I'm not gonna lie, like, after Lil Boat, like, his first mixtape, I just thought he had ghostwriters on deck. And like, I thought that was like, I thought his like forced rap, like his forced, like his projects where he just tried to rap, I'm pretty sure, like Lil Boat 2, where he just like tried to primarily rap for most of it to prove, quote unquote, like prove himself. I thought he had ghostwriters there too. So that's actually, I mean, not saying that he doesn't, because probably does, but I just thought that like all of his content was like ghostwriter heavy. So, nah, props to Yachty, man. Like, goddamn. I need to wrap this up, my guys. Like, I gotta go. I gotta go real soon. But this one's gonna be a short one. I am going to show you guys a fire song that I think I was gonna show you Close by LMA, but I feel like a lot of you already know that song. Check that fucking song out. Like, check out the BJ Chicago Kid version of that song as well. Like, God. It's hard. Like, come on, man. Those keys, man, like, God damn. So good. So good.
I'm nose living in my body. Cause I don't recognize a thing about it that don't even matter. I'm just glad I got into the body. So I can feel your music in my body. Cause you the only out of everybody who can do it all my ways. I know I got some
ways. I think
ways.
A lot of people aren't sleeping on LMA, but like, the flame, so I just probably want to stay
right here with you.
So this is the LMA version. I don't know if I should wait till the hook comes in. No, I gotta wait at this point. I waited way too long. Okay. If
I just can't breathe without my baby.
If that does not give you goosebumps, like, I don't, it's like something's fucking wrong with you. Anyways, so this is the BJ Chicago Kids version.
I don't know what's living in my body. Cause I don't even recognize a thing about it. It don't even matter. I'm just
glad with BJ, the Chicago kid, he just is. I mean, I love how his voice is so similar to D'Angelo's voice, and he's clearly been influenced by D'Angelo as well. Anyways.
But I control the flame, so baby, you should stay. You should stay right here with me. It could be a room full of niggas. Stay.
The way he harmonizes too in the background is so beautiful. And he does end that song with like Big Crit, where he's just has this like vocoder symphony as the whole instrumental, and like, God, it's so fucking brilliant. Anyways.
Heart of love, just let it fall off of your face. Cause I never thought that I would hear you say, I just can't breathe without my baby. Ooh, you're my baby, so come on, kiss upon me as we dance close.
Yeah, so that was Close by BJ the Chicago Kid. That's also available on all streaming platforms as well. So get the LMA album, the BJ the Chicago Kid cover of that song as well. God, I mean, I need to play this song real quick. I need to play my recommended song, because I'm gonna talk about LMA getting mad at Jacquees. Which, I mean, honestly, I'm on LMA's side in this whole thing. Like, normally I'm on the artist that covers side, like, if the original artist gets mad, but in this case, I'm totally on, well, I actually, like, I would have, I mean, I understand it's probably, like, a frustration of, Jacquees, like, releasing a music video to, that Trip, you know, like his Trip cover before LMA came out with hers, like while she had like a rollout coming out for that music video. I mean, that's pretty fucking annoying. And to have that traction, I guess. But, and this is coming from somebody that loves his cover way more than hers, but I understand. So I understand that frustration building up. I don't think him necessarily performing it at the Tory Lanez and Drake concert was like the big thing. Like, I know that she sent out that tweet where she was like, it's kind of sad when you have to perform someone else's song because no one knows your songs, which is true. Who the fuck knows? Name one Jacquees song. Actually, Jesus Christ, am I about to play a Jacquees song right now? Like, dead ass. Like, I was gonna play a Tank song real quick. Yeah, I was gonna play a Tank song, guys. Like, what the fuck? What should I do? Fuck it, I'm playing this Jacquees song. I feel like a lot of people haven't heard it. It's actually pretty fire. So this is that new Jacquees. It's called Your Peace, featuring the one and only Lil Baby. So let's fucking go. Jacquees gang, let's go.
Dance close.
Hey, no.
SK.
Not into wasting time. I was just doing fine. Should I find something new, or should I be tripping on you?
What?
These decisions ain't easy.
Nah.
Believe me, I know it's hard to read me.
What?
And I know with these girls I'm getting greedy. Cause I can't find one that knows how to treat a man. I'm just really trying to understand. Who really trying to know who I am? Cause right now I can't even trust my friends.
I'm trying to live my life right.
That's all I'm trying to do.
What?
Yeah. Won't you be my peace, my peace?
Why we taking time?
When I could be your peace, when I could be
I'm going out my way.
You
way.
No.
They couldn't take your place.
Woo.
Please don't.
piece. Why you can't sit back and be my peace? Net was looking dry, I bought a piece. Complaining about a smile, I bought her teeth. She can buy her own bags, I bought her three. Something about her swag, she like the funk, they call her three. Relationship goes on them hoes, J and B. Every little secret that we got, I'ma keep,
So much on my mind, I need to unwind.
Can you do that for me, baby? Yeah.
I'm just trying to find warm intentions in the dark and the light. And I know she's mine. And I know you ain't seen a young nigga like me. So let me know if you're with me. Cause I'm just trying to live my life. Won't you be my peace? We taking time, 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 time. When I could be your
So that was Your Piece by Jacquees featuring Lil Baby. Yeah, check that song out, man. I'm gonna put out, you know what, like I just need to put out an actual playlist. I tried doing the playlist thing last year, but it was like so much trouble just like trying to, cause I use Apple Music, but I know most people use Spotify for their playlist. So it's kind of like I got edited Apple Music and then like edited Spotify, and it's just, God, it just takes like an unnecessary amount of time. But you know what? I'm gonna buckle down on that, because I know like a lot of y'all, it'll probably make everybody else's lives easier, like if I just had like playlists out instead of just like being like, yo, just listen to this. So I'm gonna make a playlist for all of you guys, so stay motherfucking tuned. I kind of realized that I forgot to talk about Homecoming because I didn't watch it. I'm gonna watch it next week and I'll discuss it in depth when nobody gives a fuck. I was gonna watch it, but instead I just finished off Terrace House. Just want to say that show is ass. I don't know why I care so much about like the people on that show. It's fucking terrible. It's like seriously like brainwashing. They put something in that. They put some kind of like subliminal messaging in that shit. Stay woke. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that far gone with conspiracy theories or actually any conspiracy theories. Just not a good show, to be very honest. It's pretty trash. It's pretty fucking trash. I realized that the homecoming thing happened. I was actually telling my homegirl, Britt, who was on like a couple weeks ago, that it'd make a lot of sense if Kanye West, like Beyonce, put out like a live album. Like, imagine if he put a live gospel album of Sunday Sessions, just like a collection of some of the best recordings of the Sunday Sessions, and put it on a live album. I think that would really, really make waves within the music industry. That would be like the move in my mind that just makes the most sense. But I find that with Kanye, he doesn't do that. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, because it's led to some really, like, his unconventional, like, strategies have led to some really, really, like, fruitful results. So, I mean, to me, that's the thing that makes the most sense. But instead, he decided to sell church merch. So, I mean, it kind of sounds a little too, like, you know, like he's exploiting religion, but if you just look at his career path, like, a mega church of Ye makes the most sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he's just progressing. If he doesn't become president, which he won't, mega church is the next best thing. Because I think he's drunk. He gets drunk off the power. So I just want to conclude with that. Yeah, hope you guys have a really amazing week. I'll talk to you guys next week. And yeah, we'll get some more guests on here. We'll do some more things. Just enjoy a week. Be kind to yourselves. You know, we're all on this journey together. Just however you're doing it, whatever your pace you're at, I'm proud of you. As long as you're trying, and as long as you're in the process of trying and getting there, then I'm fucking proud of you. So this has been episode 13 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. I am your host. I am that host, Naoto Wakabayashi. So I'm signing out. Peace.